It's Wednesday morning, and you're tuned into a clear-cut Hall of Fame podcast. These guys are highly caffeinated, they're entirely intolerable, and they're the patron saints of unpopular opinion. This is Just Buds.
I'm Jack.
Are you kidding me?
Jack.
I'm Jeff.
Every channel.
And this is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back. All right, so that was the intro.
Yep, I can't believe we still have it.
That was that one. My apology goes out to everybody who has to hear that every week.
That's a fair apology. I don't know if they're going to forgive you, but at least you tried.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we have to keep apologizing for it.
What episode is this of the season?
Of the season is 22.
22? Don't worry, listeners. You only have to hear that three more times.
Yep. Unless we do what I want to do, which is a Halloween episode. Then it's only two more times.
Would the Halloween episode be separate from season four?
Probably the end.
The end of season?
We'll just track the Halloween episode to be the last episode of the season, whenever that happens to be.
And then we'll figure out season five after that, just because we have so much shit going on.
Yeah.
We've got my sister's wedding, which you might now be coming to.
Yep.
We've got, under Just Buds Productions' name, of course.
Hired. First paid thing.
Just Buds Production has a gig.
Yeah. That's pretty
and
cool.
And it's not a podcast gig either.
Yeah. It's an actual production thing. Like a
you
video
would
production.
Be producing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get some tax write-offs for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Halloween will happen. And then I'll be on a honeymoon in November.
Yep.
And then...
And I'll be alone.
Jack will be alone. Why is Jack going to be alone?
Jack's always alone. That's just how Jack is.
Aw.
Okay, so yeah, we'll figure out timelines.
Oh, I wasn't done going through stuff we have.
Oh, okay.
I can keep listing things, because then Thanksgiving happens after that.
Yep.
And all bets are off for Thanksgiving, because we might be going to Omaha.
Yeah.
For a bachelor party.
Yep.
With one of Just Bud's podcast's most famous guests.
Well, he's most reoccurring. I don't know if he's the most famous.
Who do you think the most famous is?
I feel like Roble is the fan favorite.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
He's got a great personality.
Yep.
I wish he would have kept streaming, because I thought he was fun to watch streaming.
Yeah, I gave that fucker a lot of money. And
I don't think I gave him a lot of money. I think I subscribed to him.
I gifted him a lot of subs.
That was very nice of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'd be in Omaha.
Yep.
And then December, who knows what's going on in December? You know, Christmas, New Year's, we're in Omaha again.
Weddings, yeah. Yeah, he did not plan it very generously to everybody else.
With the New Year's wedding?
Every big holiday we are now spending in Omaha.
You will be with me for your holidays, is what Key said. That's kind of fun, though. I mean, it's not like he really has a choice.
So I'm not used to this whole compromising world of being in a relationship. But why couldn't he have gone, or just in a hypothetical situation, gone, why are we doing December 31st? That'll be weird for everybody who has to travel.
I think it would be fun. I think that's a great idea for a wedding.
My whole thought is like, now it becomes a stressful time of like, how much time do I spend with my family versus planning? Okay, now we got to drive. And how long are we going to be in Omaha before the wedding / after? So like, do we leave on the 26th? Do we leave on the 29th and get there 2 days before? Or like, how much? Then there's snow.
There is snow.
Yeah,
that could be
snow.
An issue. Fucking snow.
Yeah.
Let's just plan on leaving Christmas Eve. Miss all of Christmas.
Okay. Yep.
We'll hang out with Key's family. No. I don't even want to hang out with Key's family. We'll hang out in the hotel in separate rooms alone for Christmas.
Okay.
Hopefully Santa comes.
Yeah.
And
we'd have to input a fireplace, you know, because Santa doesn't.
We'll just have it on the TV.
Santa doesn't travel to homes that don't have fireplaces.
Yeah, but the TV fireplace.
Luckily, you guys get two visits.
To be fair, it's the same fireplace. Same chimney, just different fire. Maybe we can trick him.
Yeah.
It's like there's three different chutes to this chimney. Which one do we go down?
You have three chutes?
One is a false chute.
Damn false chutes.
So we could trap Santa or trick Santa.
Yeah, you're definitely not getting presents if you're playing on a trap.
No, he's going to leave coal
it's
in our
fireplace.
It's a
maze. He has to choose the right chute.
I feel like Santa should know.
Yeah.
This house has been here since 62. He's well-versed in this house
That's
now.
Fair. That's fair. Yeah. Good point.
Unless it's a new Santa, like the Santa Claus movies. Have you seen those Tim Allen?
Of course.
It's Tim Allen, right?
Yeah. Do you think he leaves schematics to homes for, the next guy?
It didn't seem like it. He'd have to carry it, in the sleigh, in the glove box of the sleigh.
Yeah, but, if you think about it, he's got 365 days to, remember, just study homes. Okay, 123 Evergreen Terrace has three chutes, and one of them's fake.
It's got to be digital by now, right? He's got to have a big wristwatch that tells him what's up with everything.
So. Really? Although, you know what? For, making his list and checking it twice, he's got to, 365 days and you're flipping back and forth between lists. That's a lot of whiteout he's going through. And it's got to be digital by now.
Definitely. He's got a big Excel spreadsheet.
Also, he's delivering laptops to kids these days and he's still writing with pen and paper. Yeah, he's definitely got something.
Man, no shot. He's not even doing it himself.
Yeah, he's got elves that are making iPads. He can't be like, hey guys, can you just make me something once?
Fucking Alexa's reading people's names off to him and he's saying naughty and nice and Alexa's marking it down for him.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there eating cookies.
And really, at this point, he goes, Alexa, send this kid this thing via drone.
Via drone. Amazon is now Santa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to spend Santa Claus Day alone in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll probably spend the day after Santa Claus Day alone, too, because we've got to rest up, right? And the 27th, we can start hanging out with Key. Oh, that still leaves 28, 29, and 30 that we're not doing anything.
The 30th, he wants to do Topgolf, so he's already planned that
one. Ooh, okay. So 27, 28, 29, we got to figure shit out for ourselves.
One of those days we have to spend entirely at the hotel pool.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think one of those days we have to make their continental breakfast stay open the entire day.
I don't think they do that, but I think it's a hard cutoff.
You think it's a hard cutoff?
I think it's a hard cutoff.
How about we just scoop out as much stuff as we can from their breakfast, put it on our table, and sit there all day with the food?
I think we could get away with that.
That can be one of our days.
Yeah.
All right. So far we got December 24th, get to the hotel. December 25th, make sure Santa came.
Yep.
December 26th.
All over the place.
No, December 26th is wallow in sadness. That's where we're just sitting in our rooms alone.
Wallowing in Santa's.
In Santa's gifts that he brought us.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
27th, do you want to do pool 27th or breakfast 27th?
Pool, because I don't want to have a breakfast belly for pool day.
Fair. So yeah. Pool on the 27th, all day breakfast on the 28th. Ooh, the 29th is going to be a tough day.
Yeah, it's just going to be wallowing in our sorrows of eating so much food.
Feel sick all day and lay in bed on the 29th. Topgolf 30th, wedding 31st.
Awesome.
That's what our holiday is going to be like.
On the 1st? Hangover. Not for you, because you don't drink, but
not for me, of course.
Yeah, so you're going to be driving the whole way, right?
More than likely. Okay, cool. It's not that bad of a drive.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, I don't want to do a hangover drive, and you'll be chipper, so.
Always am.
Okay, so we'll talk about scheduling later.
Well, we got this down. If we forget, we just got to listen back to the podcast.
We got apologies out of the way. I want to hit you with a couple intro ideas and see the listeners' feedback. Oh, that's not the beginning. And I'm thinking we hit him with a.
I'm so sad. You tried.
Yeah. Buttons I'd want to throw in there.
I feel like we would need an I'm Jack button, an I'm Jeff button. You can throw the penis in there.
Penis.
It'll flow better.
Penis.
Alright, so there's that one. You're not into that one?
That one's okay. It's pretty peppy. We would need to come in hot every episode.
In my head, that's we come out on a stage and it's. And we kind of. You know,
and just then bopping around.
And you hear the crowd go, woo!
Ah, yeah! I'm Jack!
And it's a...
We could really get the crowd into it, have one half go, I'm Jack, and the other half go, I'm Jeff, yeah. I'm Jack, I'm Jeff.
Yeah. And then here's, I feel like, a little bit more closer to us, and I think it's this one. Might not be this one.
I'm pretty sure these are the same chords, well, at least up until everything else drops in. Of Bad Girlfriend, Theory of a Dead Man. It's really similar.
Sure. This is just stock, I don't know.
Stolen stock.
Jamaica has a bobsled team.
And then you go into this.
Hey, suit, fuck off.
Alright, so I don't feel like you're as into that one.
Yeah, it's kind of burning out.
Alright.
Get some ice cream truck music going.
This was just a random click. How are we feeling? I feel like it might be a little too metal for us.
Too heavy?
A little bit.
I feel like someone needs to scream.
How about this one? It's called Wink.
This is pop punk as fuck.
I'm kind of into it.
I'm into it.
I'm actually really into it.
Yeah, it's this one. That's
yeah?
The one.
All right. Can I download it on your computer?
Yeah, sure.
I just downloaded the preview, and I'm going to put Season 5 Intro Beta. Because we'll have to work with it and throw in some of our sounds on top of it, you know, make it our own for sure. Like, maybe, like, pull a couple clips of ours that are, like, you know.
Do we have any friends that can sing? Kiana can sing. Bruno can sing.
I didn't know that Bruno could sing.
Yeah, Bruno can sing. Because what if we did, like... Because it's not exact, but it's kind of reminding me of... like an intro to a show, like a theme song.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's exactly what we're going for.
Yeah.
But if we put, like... 3 lines of someone singing over it, that could be fun.
Yeah, well, what do you think those 3 lines should be? I feel like I'm loud.
What should the 3 lines be?
Yeah.
There's 104 days in summer vacation and school comes along just to end it. Probably that.
So are you saying it reminds you a little bit of Phineas and Ferb?
No, I think I just have Phineas and Ferb on the mind.
Okay.
Whatever it is, it's going to end up being... super pop punk, which I think Key could cover that for us.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's gotta be buds related. It can't just be lines. Okay. Yeah,
we could each write 2 intros, just 2 short ones, and then figure out which one's the best.
Now the question is, when we come back and this is our new intro, do we still start off with a I'm Jack?
We could just revamp everything.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm Jack isn't really pop punky, and I feel like that's more radio.
Back to Bowling for Soup, who also did Phineas and Ferb's intro.
Yep.
Their
and
big
the Scooby
thing,
Doo one, right?
I don't know if they did the new Scooby Doo.
Yeah. What's new Scooby Doo?
They made fun of all the other bands at Warped Tour. Were you at that show?
Yeah, when
they say. Motherfuckers, make some noise!
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No, the only thing that I really remember them of that kind of thing was when they went, "You guys ready to hear our most famous song?
Stacy's mom!"
Mom.
Everyone goes, "Yeah! Yeah!
That's not our song!
We fucking stole it!" Poor Fountain of Wayne.
Honestly, I like Bowling for Soup's better.
I just like it because it's Bowling for Soup.
I've listened to both a handful of times now. I like Bowling for Soup's better.
I've seen them play live 3 times now, and they're not going to like blow you away or anything, but they for sure have some of the most fun on the stage of any band I've seen.
Talking about bowling?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm into this. I think, yeah, we put some good lyrics behind it, something that makes it like truly our own. I could live with this for a good while.
For until we get sick of it again?
Yeah.
Until our podcast completely switches directions again, and we go, not really us.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like we really switched directions from the old one.
We've just matured.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's just...
Like, remember how we got sick of the intro that Drew made for us?
Yeah, which I still really appreciate the words and, like, he took clips of our show and put it in. And yep. I really appreciated that.
He put a ton of thought into it.
Yeah.
But it just, like, as the show aged, that just wasn't what we turned into.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's put some lyrics behind this and see how it sounds.
You want me to turn it off, or are you kind of into just kind of like having a background noise?
We can talk like this for a while. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, okay.
If it really starts bugging me like the ice cream music did, then I'll let you know.
Yeah, and I suppose we don't want to over-listen to it and go, this is not the song.
Just kill it within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I was just talking to TJ about, I don't know if you remember.
Jamaica has a bobsled team.
Roger. Him and I would hear something or see something on TV, and we'd pull one line from it and just kill it.
Yeah.
Over the course of a week.
That was my problem with those Canadian guys.
Letterkenny?
Letterkenny, yep. Is that it's one-liners after one-liners, and everybody just punched them to death.
Yeah, except theirs are different one-liners every time, but they're all one-liners. We would take one line or even one word and just use the shit out of it for a week until we were so sick of it that we'd never say it again.
Yeah, I wish that happened with Letterkenny.
It's not going to happen. There's just so much to choose from there. But Kristen, there's a new one. I have a new one-liner now, and I'm going to use it because it's hilarious.
Okay.
Kristen subdued me and made me watch Catfished, the MTV show.
Yep.
And for those of you who don't know, essentially, it's two people that go around to people that are being catfished and try to introduce the catfisher and the catfishy.
There was an episode in Savage, Minnesota.
I actually knew that. Kristen made me watch that, too. That was a long time ago.
I watched it on Snapchat stories.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, in this particular episode that Kristen forced me to watch last night, it was a large black lady who had called for...
Happens a lot of the time.
Yes, a lot of the time.
Yep.
In Cincinnati, who had called because her cousin, who happened to be a large transgender black lady, man to woman.
I think I've seen this one.
Who was being catfished. And they put in so much research, and they did all this shit. They went door to door to these houses and tried to find this person that was potentially catfishing her. And at the end of the show...
It was the cousin, right?
It was the cousin who called him down. And when asked, why would you do that? She said, shouldn't have called me a fat-ass Kelly Price.
Yeah.
So anytime that I spite somebody or I do something to get back at somebody or even do something remotely rude to somebody, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say,
you shouldn't ever call me a fat-ass Kelly Price.
Honestly? Let's make it a button.
Fat ass Kelly Price button. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna use now.
I kind of like Catfish. It's not that bad of a show.
I think it's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
I hate the whole premise.
Well, yeah, but I would rather give that show viewers than like 16 and Pregnant or whatever.
Sure.
I used to get mad at my mom for watching that show. I'd be like, Mom, you are just feeding these people to have underage sex and have babies when they can't afford to have the baby.
Well, they can afford it now because MTV's paying them.
Yeah. Like, and that was like one of my points is like, if you don't give MTV the credit, these people won't want to become famous and do keep, you know, doing that.
Yeah.
She didn't care.
There's not a whole lot of MTV shows that I like.
Yeah.
They're all kind of that way.
When do you think they'll change the name? Because it's not
away from MTV.
Yeah, it's not music TV.
To TTV.
What's TT? Teen TV?
Trash TV.
No, Trash TV. I was thinking RTV for reality
TV. TRTV, Teen Reality TV. There you go.
That's not bad.
And then they can bring back MTV and have MTV actually be MTV.
Yeah.
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that kind of what VH1 is?
Yeah, as soon as MTV turned away from music, VH1 was like, come on over here, everybody
we'll do
that likes music.
Yeah.
I don't know what VH1 stands for.
Video Home
One. Let's go with it.
God, I had a good segue off of something you were going to say. Oh, but we can talk about schedules later.
Okay, we can talk about schedules later.
For the Halloween episode, though, we're going to introduce Film Buddies, and we are going to recap all of the Halloween movies, because there is a brand new Halloween movie coming out this year.
How many are there?
Oh, God. In continuity, probably, I think there's 4. And not in continuity, there's, which is a callback to Fandom, the first episode. I couldn't think of the show's name. I think there's probably 6.
I haven't seen any of them. Should I not see them because of Film Buddies?
Yeah.
Okay, I will not see them.
Yeah. First off, I don't think it's probably going to be worth for you to, like, but as the ones that I've seen, which is only 1.5 of them, they're really fun, like, mood setters for Halloween when you're trying to get into that, like, fall, semi-scary kind of a vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys should, I know we have to make a whole show out of it, but just as a challenge.
Well, there's 6 movies. I don't think it'll be difficult to make a whole show out of it.
Oh, okay. Well, then as a challenge.
Okay.
I think each of you should describe each movie in, like, 5 words. 5 words for the whole movie, and then we can go through it from there.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Easy, I'll make a note.
I think that'd be kind of funny. Try to fit 1.5 hours into 5 words.
I feel like that'd be actually really easy and kind of fun to do.
You think that'd be easy?
Yeah.
Should we make it 4 words?
No.
No. That's too hard.
So that's the Halloween episode, and Jeffrey's going to make us a new Halloween theme.
Jeffrey can try. Jeffrey has to bring back his keyboard.
Do you guys get into Halloween?
I like dressing up. I think it's fun, which sounds stupid, but I think it's hilarious to dress up. But really only if other people are dressing up with you.
But it's far funnier if you're the only one dressing up.
I disagree. That is just kind of weird. I think the whole idea of dressing up in a ridiculous costume and, like, going out somewhere or hanging out with other people that are dressed in ridiculous costumes is just fun.
Yeah. I wish I was into Halloween more.
Are you not into Halloween?
Not really. There's the dressing up just seems, I've always viewed it as just such a waste of money.
It's a Hallmark holiday for sure.
Yeah. I'm not that big into candy, so, like, the trick-or-treating, never really cared about. I like slasher movies, but I don't really like scary movies, so, like, I don't know, it's just, I like the, and it's not until recent that I've really enjoyed the vibe of fall, but it has nothing to do with Halloween.
I've always loved fall, but definitely not for Halloween. Halloween's just kind of a bonus, like, you go out as a kid and get candy.
Yep.
And then it turns into, like, high school parties, and then it turns into...
Why are you... Oh, you're going through the timeline of,
yeah, of Halloween. Okay. Trick-or-treating, like, to high school parties, to excuse to get drunk in college.
Jeffrey at 24 is trick-or-treating, then going to
high
school parties.
Wait, you're not doing that? I'm showing up where all the 16-year-olds are. I just thought of a raunchy Halloween costume that I kind of want to do. But I don't really want to say it on...
Oh, yeah, don't say it, because okay. I forgot. That was another thing I wanted to talk about for the Halloween episode.
All right.
Is a rejected... Halloween costumes, but we make them up.
rejected Halloween costumes, like things that we come up with that.
So like, here's an example. So like, the stores won't carry it, or you know, it's basically just a creative activity for you and I just to come up with funny slash weird costumes.
Well, I'm writing my first one down.
Yeah. So here's just an example. I was thinking Budweiser, but like one you dress as like. I would dress as you, but like with glasses and a pocket protector.
Because we're wiser.
Yeah.
I have a monocle.
Yeah.
I would love that.
So like, they're just dumb, creative, fun, like, ideas.
Okay, well, this one's a couple idea. Can I write this down anyway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did your family do game nights growing up?
We used to do them a lot when Livy and I were young, and then we kind of... I mean, when she got into gymnastics and I was into baseball, we didn't really have time. But we used to do them as kids.
Your game nights turn into actual games?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I fought with my family to do game nights. And I never won. We never did game nights. And I kind of wish we did.
Kristen's family still does game nights, and they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's no shot in hell you could get me to sit down with my family now to do a game night. But like back when I was 10 and I was arguing with my parents, be like, let's spend more time together. I really wish we would have, but yeah.
What game would you have played? What would your go-to be?
My go-to, which this might have been why my parents never wanted to do
game Tell night. Me it was Hi-Ho Cheerio.
No.
No, okay. Because that would have been really annoying. I wouldn't have wanted to play either.
It's way more me. It's
Chutes and Ladders?
No. It was The Simpsons Scene It.
Okay. So, explain to me what Scene It is again.
So Scene It is you get a board... And you like spin a wheel or something and you land on different like category, like trivia kind of things. And so there's like a video one. There's just like straight up cards with trivia on it. And like there's just a lot of different kind of things. And so you'd also need a DVD player to like play along with the game. And this one was solely about The Simpsons. And back then, like I had seasons 1 through 10 and they had like 15 seasons out. So like I was up to date with everything and like I knew my Simpsons shit. And so that's the one I'd always want to play. And maybe that's why my parents
that's
never wanted to play.
Definitely why your parents never wanted to play. I'm pretty sure we got a Harry Potter Scene It for Christmas 1 year. And we played it one time and it disappeared.
Sad.
I don't know where it was because we never played again. Oh, the only question I remember was, I think it was like the third movie. Do you remember? How well do you remember the Harry Potter movies?
Mediocrely. Before you go on, do you think your parents took it and threw it away?
Yes.
Okay.
Or sold it at a garage sale or something.
Okay. I didn't know if like they were also into it and they're like, oh, we lost it.
Like, this is our game now. They kept it for themselves and used it for adult game night. No. The one Scene It that I remember, shut up.
Okay.
The one Scene It that I remember is, I think it was the beginning of The Prisoner of Azkaban where Harry Potter is in like this hotel by the train station. And he takes out his books for the year, and one of them like opens up and starts going. Ooh, and then he takes off a shoe, and he hits it with the shoe or something, and then wrestles it closed. And then the scene ends. And the question was, which shoe did Harry hit the book with? I don't remember what it was. I just remember I got it wrong, and I was upset.
So like left or right?
Yep.
Wow, that's rough.
Mm-hmm. Had to pay attention.
Like I mean, I guarantee nobody on set could even tell you that.
You think Daniel Radcliffe remembers?
No. I bet you they were like, take your shoe off and hit the book. Nobody was like,
okay.
Yeah, nobody was like, take your left shoe off and hit the book right here. You know, it was probably just like, take was probably different.
How many takes do you think it took?
18.
That's a good guess.
Thank you.
It was 17.
Oh, damn. I should have known. He got it right and won better. So your parents took that game and threw it away more than likely or sold it.
Allegedly.
My mom has done that with one thing of ours. And we used to have a cassette tape of The Black Cauldron. Have you ever heard of or seen this movie? It's a Disney animated movie from, I think, the 80s. Actually, no. We saw it. My mom claims that we saw it in theaters. So it's probably it was at least 95. No, I was 96. So at least 97. Because I have no recollection. My mom says it's one of my first movies. It's absolutely terrifying. This movie, this Disney movie, the end of the movie has the bad guy's skin pulled off by this Black Cauldron's, like, so the Black Cauldron.
But it's
like
a cartoon.
Yeah, but it's you should pull it up on your computer. It's absolutely terrifying. Like, it's the Cauldron has a sucking, like, power or something when it gets destroyed, and like he's already bony, like Skeletor, like his skin is basically just bone, and it's just like melting and like pulling straight off of his bones, and like you see the whole thing. It's like, it's for a children's movie, it's gross, it's terrifying.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see that giving some kids some nightmares.
Yeah, and so my mom threw that movie away. Joey and I watched it the other day, and I had to text my mom, like, that was rightfully so for you to take that.
Thank you for throwing it away, Mom.
Yeah, that was a scary movie. Nobody's mentioned my new glasses yet. And
I was going to say something. I didn't know if they were new or not, and I didn't want to
just assume that you hadn't noticed the difference yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. My I got them while I was working, so during my lunch break, I went, picked them up from my mailbox, and my coworker goes, did you get new glasses in between your breaks? I'm like, yes, and thank you for noticing.
Did you do something?
He immediately noticed. It was very kind of him. But everybody else has not said a thing.
I like him.
Thank you.
How do you feel about him?
I love them, except for, so the people at home who can't see them, they are clear front frames with, I would say, probably red. Are they red?
They're like
brownish. They look almost like they're supposed to be
like dark burnt orange, which is like reddish. Like reddish, deep red, orange, brown.
They almost look like they're supposed to be wood, but like colored.
Looks like
if there's like grainy looks to them. But anyway, I really like them. The only thing is when the sun's behind me, it reflects off the frame and it blinds the shit out of me.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Those are going to be winter glasses then, because the sun is less out. So we've decided we're going to have a new intro. Either Kiana or Bruno is going to sing for us.
Yep. Or both. What if Bruno does it in Mexican?
Do you mean Spanish? The language that Kiana also knows? They both speak Spanish. I think Bruno's a bit more fluent, though.
We're going to see a day to remember.
We are going to see a day to remember, and I am very excited for it. Asking Alexandria and Point North are opening for them.
I recognize Asking Alexandria, but I have no idea what any of their music is.
You'll recognize a couple of their songs. Their popular ones, of course.
And does A Day to Remember have a new album out that I should have studied?
Newer album.
Okay.
I don't remember if they put out a full album or not. They've put out a lot of new music, though.
So, like, there's something I should go listen to from last time we saw them?
That they will play? Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But Point North, don't worry about them. You know how...
Beartooth?
They're better than Beartooth. No, Beartooth is better than them.
Okay.
Because they've actually... So, you know how you've been to enough concerts to know, like, the opening band usually isn't great, like, the very first one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go on Spotify and listen to their stuff, it sounds good. Like, it's okay music. But live, they just don't have together yet. Kind of thought it was going to be that way with Point North, so I looked them up to see what they sounded like. And even their recorded music is horrible.
Oh, no.
Like, I am not excited for that part of the show.
Are we showing up to this concert late?
Yes, yes. No, we're not showing up late. We're going to get there on time.
Okay.
We have to see him anyway. Because what if they just come out and kill it?
Who are they killing?
Hmm.
Would you be interested in seeing a live show where they killed an animal?
No.
But like a boar, and then they there's a disclaimer that, hey, this boar is gonna get processed and like turn into bacon, and like we're not just killing it to kill it, but like
how are they killing it?
Like straight on satanic, like, and then like slitting the throat and just like, you know, straight up like.
I mean, I guess
you're into it.
It depends on what the band is. Like, if I like the band, I'll go.
Oh.
It's up to them if they kill an animal or not.
What if it's an opener? You know, that's...
I would boo them.
Oh, A Day to Remember...
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Beartooth is opening for A Day to Remember, and Beartooth is having this
Beartooth
little...
Beartooth kills a bear?
They're going through this little thing where they sacrifice an animal.
I don't know if I'd want to listen to Beartooth anymore. That'd be just kind of... Just think of how many bears they're killing. They have a lot of shows.
Yeah. That would be my thing, is like, how many shows are they set? Like, is it in every other?
Is it just the really special ones?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pumped for a day to remember. I hope they don't kill any animals.
Yeah, we'll see.
I guess we will. Are you going to crowd surf this year?
Nope.
Why not?
I'm old.
Not that old.
Pretty old.
I have seen much older crowd surfers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I've seen much older people, and I was going to go, yeah, your wife is old.
That too, she's older.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I think I might, we'll see the night of, but I feel like I might even be a little bit more reserved of, being, you know, I'm so old that I have forgotten if I actually mosh at the concert or if I just was like near it.
I think you were in the pit. I don't know if you specifically moshed, but you were with the people that
were
moshing.
I was pushed.
You were pushed. You were
Why
the moshy.
Are you doing this?
Why is this happening? You were there. You were in the thick of it for a little bit.
Yeah. I might even be a little bit more reserved. I don't know. I just...
What? Did you lose a shoe?
Yeah, I lost a shoe, and I was like, that shoe's chalked. We're done with it. And then
I find your shoe?
Yeah, at the end of the concert, because I had lost you at this point, because I got so claustrophobic towards the front. I'm like, I have to get out of here. And at the end, we met up, and I go, and you go, I found your shoe!
I remember that was a very exciting moment for me.
Yeah. I don't even know what shoes I'm going to wear, because I'm like, I'm going to lose a shoe again, and I have to be okay with not having that shoe.
Whatever they are, tie them tight and hide the laces.
If I wear the shoes that I typically wear, like to work and stuff, there's no laces. You can't
Perfect.
Tighten them.
Velcros. There you go.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
You don't wear light up Velcros?
No. No. There's nothing.
Lightning McQueen's?
These are slip-ons.
Slip right off.
Yeah, there's no tightening.
Duct tape them to your socks.
That's an idea.
You wouldn't lose your shoe unless you lose your sock as well.
Yeah.
In which case, you would have one gross foot.
I mean, I already have two gross feet, so like...
How much worse can they get?
Yeah. I might duct tape them. Because then it's also a look. Like, people are going to go... You know, and
it's a conversation starter.
Yeah.
Jack's going to get a date out of this.
Oh, speaking of dates. Not that I have one. Tacky to invite somebody to Elmar's as a first date?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I don't think that's tacky. Because it's probably somewhere that he or she, I don't judge, hasn't been before.
Uh-huh.
It's a great place for a first date. Then, like, if Mr. Elmar is there and he says, oh, hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Then you're just the cool guy that knows the owner of the pizza place.
Yeah, exactly. It's a, you know, it's kind of a, like, unique spot. I feel like nobody thinks to go to pizzerias.
Plus, most people like pizza,
mm-hmm.
and if they don't, there's other great things on the menu.
Yep.
Even if she doesn't like pizza, though, she can get...
Spicy rigatoni.
She can get spicy rigatoni, she can get a hero, you can just get dessert, you can get Junior's cheesecake, because that was delicious.
Yep.
Did you know, speak of tiramisu, which was delicious...
Yeah, and not a tres leche.
Not a tres leche. In Italy, if you go to McDonald's, you can get tiramisu. They have tiramisu McDonald's in Italy.
Is this one of your, like, I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning kind of, and, like, my brain started thinking kind of a thing? Or how did you find this out?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Is that what happened with the $600 Amazon lookup today? You were just kind of I have to look this
up. Well, yeah. I wasn't up at 3 in the morning thinking about it. That's not something that I think about a whole lot. But, yeah, I looked it up. I had to do some research. Some butthole research.
Yeah, that... I can't believe that hole can stretch that far.
7 whole inches.
Because when I have a...
That's just an average butthole, too.
When I have a decently large excrement, scat, it hurts a lot. I can't imagine seven inches going in.
Or coming out.
Or
hopefully
going
just
out.
Coming out.
Yeah.
Hopefully nothing's going in.
Well, I mean, in the case of this, it'd be going in and out. Repeat. All right. To bring it back to a little bit... of a safe for work conversation before we wrap up. I got a TV recommendation for you and the wife.
Okay.
I told her this when I first found it, and I forgot to tell her the name of the show, so then you guys couldn't, you know, find it.
I do remember her bringing up, Jack has a show for us to watch, and I said, what show? And she said, I don't know.
Yep. Well, now you will know.
Okay.
It's called Only Murders in the Building. It's about three apartment residences who don't know each other and listen to the same murder podcast. And then there's a suicide. I did air quotes. And they're like, nah, this isn't a suicide. It's definitely murder. And then they just investigate the quote-unquote murder.
The three of them?
Yeah, the three of them.
They come together?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
one season?
There's episodes still coming out. In fact, a new episode came out tonight.
All right.
It's got Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. Main three characters.
Why do I feel like you've told me about this? It was when we were sitting in the office in the liquor store eating Elmar's pizza.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
So it was me that you were talking to.
Well, I also texted her because she had that conversation with you.
The murderers. Yeah. Murderers. What they called?
Only murders in the Only murders in the building.
Only murders in the building. Murders or murderers?
Murders.
Murders. Only murders in the building.
Yeah, because their whole thing is, there are three people who start a murder, true crime murder podcast about it while they're investigating. And so their one rule is we only do podcasts about the murders that happened in this building.
I could get into that.
Thus far, season one, there's only one murder. So, or is there? Fuck, that was supposed to be dun dun dun.
Doesn't it say what they are on there?
I mean, I have dun dun dun, but I've changed the page. Yeah.
Well, you tried.
Yeah.
We'll get better at that.
Season 5, we will. It'll take us 8 weeks to get there, but we'll do it.
Imagine halfway through season 5, we're going to be on fire.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Suits, fuck off.
Do you want to plug us?
Okay. You can follow us on Twitter at @Jack_and_Jeff, Facebook, Just Buds Official, Instagram is Just Buds Podcast. Contact us on Gmail at just4buds@gmail.com.
That's the number 4.
anchor.fm/just-buds-podcast. All of the places that you're listening, if you're listening to us, you found us. Congratulations.
Nice job.
Yep.
And leave a review. Subscribe.
Yes.
All that stuff.
5 stars. Thank you.
Tell your friends.
And remember, guys, everything is something with a bud.
This is Jack and Jeff
signing off.
Hey, Suits, fuck off.